Chapter 1. Sussex. It's odd how a relationship can end on such a seemingly small, inconsequential incident. But that's what happened. And however many times I went over the minutiae of our life together, there was never any satisfactory explanation as to how we had unravelled so spectacularly without my noticing. At 17 and a half, I was plucked from a life of indescribable greyness when a tragic accident claimed my parents. They'd never bothered much about me, but it wasn't that they didn't care. They were just too wrapped up in each other. They thought that providing me with a roof over my head and putting food on my plate was enough, and subsequently I spent much of the time left to my own devices. Basically, I brought myself up. I was the unplanned, much younger mistake. My brother was 15 when I was born, and used to having the monopoly on our parents. He showed no interest in this latest addition to the family, and by the time his baby sister was truly aware of him, he was on the verge of leaving the family home and off to university, eager to embrace the wider world. I was a solitary child, and had few, if any, I could call true friends. Although, during early childhood, there was Shannon, and we were inseparable. She lived 3 doors up with her family in a small matching red brick Victorian terraced house, originally built for the local farm workers. We shared the same view, and from our respective bedroom windows, looked out across fields of ponies towards the South Downs. Neither of us came from horsey backgrounds, but we'd spend every spare minute hanging over the field gate, dreaming of riding wild and free across the downland, with the wind in our hair and the sun beating down upon our backs. At first, the ponies were wary of us, but we sat quietly where they grazed, only moving when they wandered away. Over time, they grew accustomed to our presence, and we hopped on their